Blog Talk Radio.
Well, thank you very much, everyone, for joining me today. This is Robert J., your host for the most. You're welcome to your radio promo. Today's date is December 30th, 2019. Unbelievable. I don't think I've actually broadcasted probably. I don't think I've actually literally had a broadcast this entire year. But, hey, I think I throw one in before the end of the year, so I guess I could technically say that I did broadcast in 2019. Then I got a lot of things going on with my personal life, and just working man. That's all I could say. Just doing a lot of things, a lot of growing, just a lot of great stuff on the way, of course, and that's why I'm doing this show today, basically just to get ready for 2020 and. Talk to a brief conversation, a brief call today and show today and talk about, what are your goals and dreams and visions moving forward. Everybody, and including myself, we all look back at the past. The past is the past. That's where it's got to stay, Don't fret. Don't forget, of course, what you've learned. But, don't fret about it and just move forward. That's the most important thing. And, I've done a lot of training myself, like learning from others, other mentors out there throughout the internet and also long before the internet was even around. I've been taught by some of the greats and learned a lot, learned quite a bit. And the biggest thing is you want to make sure whatever you've learned that you want to apply it, and whatever you've learned as far as maybe lessons learned, if you will. Don't keep on doing the same thing over and over again. I believe there's a famous, philanthropist that has talked about that. And I believe it actually was Einstein, and he said, doing the same thing over and over again just basically makes you, if you will, a crazy person. Not to be crazy, but just that the fact is, if you do the same thing over and over again, it may work eventually. But you might as well just move on forward towards the next thing. Just cut your losses and move forward. So anyway, 2020, the vision, your clear vision, right? 2020 is a perfect vision as far as eyesight is concerned, correct? So let's see how we can make this year, this coming year, your best year yet, all right? And the way to do that, of course, is writing down your goals and planning and organizing yourself. I generally, towards the end of the year, during this time of year, I go through my files and I get rid of old papers or stuff that's just hanging around, maybe on my desk or whatever it is, and just move forward. Now, a lot of the things that maybe you plan on doing, maybe you just need to update that list that you've had sitting around, whether you have it on your tablet, whether you have it, you've handwritten it. Just go ahead and update that list. And what is it that you want to do? You can't, we can write hundreds of different things that we want, material things that we desire and we'd like to have. However, I think it's more important to, you can write that list, keep that list growing, of course. That's a lot of those material things are really your rewards that you get for being a good student or a good person or accomplishing your goals that you set out to do, right? But the thing of it is, you need to set this. Just make it small. Don't put too much on yourself. Okay, set out like five goals, like in January, another five goals in February, and so on. See what those five goals, and those five goals could be simple things as maybe getting some folks, including myself, are like night owls. Get a little bit older, so much you can't be a night owl so much. But go to sleep at midnight. Get that extra hour of sleep. Go to sleep at 10 o'clock. Get that extra hour of sleep. Now, some people are good with 4 or 5 hours of sleep. Whatever it is, just make sure you recommend it and set yourself up to where you can succeed at whatever it is that you're trying to succeed at. And like I said, the most important thing is five. Maybe you want to rhyme it or a little poem there, whatever. Five to stay alive, okay? And just do five. And by the way, you may get five in the first couple of days of 2020, then put another five. And as a matter of fact, I would recommend putting down 20, but have the five, whatever it is, the five things you need that you can probably get done in short order, and then have another five, you know, maybe do the weekly thing, five every single week. Everybody's different. Everybody has their own different lives. Nowadays, we're living in, it's amazing. The technology has advanced so much that we're, forget about the microwave minute. It's now the microwave moment. Every moment that passes, it seems like a lot of us feel like we're losing time, or maybe we haven't accomplished something quick enough where, you know, we put a lot of stress on ourselves. Just, you know, take a deep breath, you know, relax. Everything will work out. You just need to focus on what it is that you want and what you feel that you could have, you know, succeed at, and go from there. This is Robert J. Thank you for joining us today at Your Radio Promo. We're broadcasting live in Detroit, Michigan area, and just wanted to welcome you and offer each and every one of you a happy new year. Hope you had a nice holiday so far this year and in the season, and this coming new year is going to be a great one. I feel really strong and powerful. I think a lot of people are going to see a lot of great successes. Our world is changing every single day, and I really do firmly believe that we're definitely on a new awakening, a new horizon for many folks. But the most important thing you have to do is organize yourself and get ready. Get ready for what is about to come and what is about to happen. There's a lot of great things that are about to take place, I feel. And if you could just be organized and be ready for when the time does come, when you get called, basically, when you're, you know, the trumpet sound, so to speak, you know, you want to be ready. And the most important thing I feel is setting your goals and going after them and writing them down, whether you put them on your tablet, on your phone, handwrite them, whatever it is, you know. And by the way, passwords, I don't know about you folks out there in computer land or whatever. it's probably an old term nowadays, right? But, you know, it's like, oh, I remember that password, you know, I'll remember that, you know. 2 seconds after I put the password in, of course, guess what? I forget it, you know. So there's things out there now that you actually can have your passwords, you know, you could, passwords will be remembered, you know. So find that technology, find those items, things that can help make your life a little bit easier and make you more productive instead of you going looking for that password and spending 20 minutes, really literally spending and wasting, you know, time is money, wasting that time and money looking for that one password, whatever. Yeah, sure, you still do, you know, deal with, you know, that's fine. I still do some of my passwords, write them down, but there is actually technology out there. Just Google it, and you can find it, and use that. Use anything that's going to make your life a lot simpler as you're moving forward and as you're going after those goals and dreams and visions to better your life, better your family's life. And the most important thing, of course, just stay focused and keep the faith, you know, whatever faith you believe in, and pray to your God, whatever. You know, that's, I think, the most important thing. Just stay focus, keep it centered, you know. Stay grounded. Don't beat yourself up too much, okay? Because we already get beat up every single day in our lives, every day anyway. So it's like, why do that to yourself? Why self-inflict pain when you really don't need to, you know? That's what I feel. And yeah, I'm speaking from experience, you know. So but I'm excited to be on the program, you know, excited to be doing the radio again, the radio show again, and, you know, quite honestly, in the podcast, you know, we're just, you know, life happens, you know, life just happens, and you got to move out, move forward, and you got to make sure that, you know, you keep yourself, your eyes on the prize, you know. Just don't let the negativity of the world get you down, you know. Focus on the positive. There's a lot of positive videos out there and motivational stuff. Every day, plug in a couple of those, you know, and that'll help you out. I think it really will. And if you could just stay focused on what it is that you want and what you want to be in your life, whether it be, you know, doing podcasts like I'm doing, whether if you're an athlete, you know, and getting to that certain level in your sport, whether it be if you're an accountant, you're a doctor, whether you're an entrepreneur, it's whatever it is that you want to do, you know, just God put you here for a reason. I feel everybody's got a special gift, and we're all here for a reason, to help one another at the same time, but also to make a difference in our lives and those around us, the lives around us. But I do appreciate you and joining me today, Robert J. with Your Radio Promo. We plan on doing this program. My goal is to do it on a daily basis. I may do it on a weekly basis starting out in January. We'll see what happens. I'm going to have some great interviews. I'm going to have all kinds of interviews. I'm going to have interviews with great, you know, I'm a former musician myself, so I've got some other things in the works on that area. But I'm going to have some great musicians on here that I want to interview. I'm going to have some great entrepreneurs, people that have made a difference in their community. I want to talk to them. People looking for getting more promotion on, you know, maybe just coming on here and just talking and maybe giving other people. It's kind of the same, almost the same format I've always wanted to do was, you know, in order to help others, you know, if you can just share one or two tips or whatever on how you made it as an entrepreneur, as a business owner, as a successful entertainer, we want to hear from you and we want to be able to talk to you and see what you've done. And of course, definitely give a plug or two on the show. That's not a problem. We're glad to help you out with that. So, you know, but just stay tuned and to our channel. And like I said, there will be more information out there. And as far as when we plan on launching the 2020 series, we look forward to making. Hey, everyone. Dropped the call there by accident. First time back on in a while, and I hit the kill button. I do apologize for that. But anyway, I was just kind of winding up and just want to let you know I appreciate each and every one of you. I wish you the very best of 2020. You know, it's a clear vision from this forward, you know, this point forward. Put your, you know, just keep your eyes focused on what it is that you want to do and how you can make a difference in your community. And really throughout the world. And that's literally where we're plugged in throughout the world. This program is heard, throughout the world. So I plan on doing a show like to do it daily. I have done daily shows. So I may very well do that. And that's my plan. But just like I say, stay focused. Stay tuned on our and our updates and all that. And we'll see what we can do as far as, providing a great service and, a great voice for others out there as well. So, like I said, thank you so much for joining me today. This is Robert J. with Your Radio Promo. And remember, you can make a difference. Just take one day at a time.